and after a few drinks.
I'm also having a celebratory keg party back at my house later.
Are you ready to get the party started?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Drink up, drink up.
What's your poison? You down with scotch?
Got your name on a cup.
I bet he's had 20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wayne Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wayne Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wayne Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WynnCreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's go!
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll save up to 35% off appliance special buys, like a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer pair with deep clean and deep rinse options, a reliable heavy-duty agitator, and four precise water levels, just $4.78 each. Wash, dry, save, repeat. Today is the day for doing. With Spring Black Friday savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra. See store for details. Valid through April 17th.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Look for another relatively quiet day today. It's going to be warm with a high temperature up to about 83. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm later on this afternoon or tonight, but the chances are very small. In fact, even tomorrow, there'll be some widely scattered storms around, but a lot of towns will stay dry. A breezy, warm day tomorrow. Saturday's high around 83. Scattered thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours. Then a risk of severe weather beginning early on Sunday. In fact, maybe even pre-dawn in the western counties and spreading eastward through the morning and the afternoon hours with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes as well. Please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and advanced interactive radar as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. The Friday edition of Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I see Eddie Bader.
Hi-oh! Woo-hoo!
It's party. Rosie's here. And
yes.
Joey.
And here they are.
Jeff.
Please clap.
Whose nuts are on my counter over here?
Those would be mine.
Okay.
No, they're his. I brought gifts for everyone this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
That's so rosy of you.
You have yours, Joey has his, and you got something a little extra because you're the Hawk Show toast.
It's a stick of Peeps.
Oh, Peeps. Ooh, my.
But I'm not really a peep eater.
Well, that's okay. You can share them with your friends.
I trade with you. I love Peeps. Okay. I got nuts.
I'll take the nuts.
Look at the market at work.
There you go.
I learned these trading skills from Brad McDonald, by the way.
Very good.
So, I was telling young Joey and Rosie before you walked in, you know, my Friday mood always depends on what I see before I come in.
Yes.
And, yeah, we try to keep it light on Friday, and I really want to do that. But on the other hand, you know, given what's been going on with Ilhan Omar and her disgusting... I'm playing this because it's coming here. It's coming here, and it'll be here sooner than later. These little areas that suddenly, the no-go places, they've got them in Australia. And I got a clip of a reporter who attempted to visit one of these to just talk to people, to see what's going on in a mosque. And an Australian policeman comes in and tells her very politely, no, you can't do that. So we'll get all the heavy stuff out of the way early.
Sweet.
And we will do requests today and all the rest of it. We have Baumhauer's winning word to redeem. And we have a great new song about the snowflakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which generation of snowflakes?
Well, I have a thing here in my papers, like Dr. Sigmund Azebo's.
A thing in your paper.
My paper. I have a paper right here.
Yeah.
It says 1996 to that generation, Z.
Oh, the Z generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the snowflake. Mm-hmm. You're from the helicopter-parented millennial. There's no new Barneys or anything today.
That's good. Wow, so you're grumpy, but you're considerate towards me. I appreciate that, Greg.
Yeah.
You are looking good today. From this seat, I can only see your face. I can't even see really what you're wearing. I mean, have you moisturized or something? Like,
he is a little bit glistening.
Yeah.
His hair looks good.
That's right, Eddie.
Actually, that's sweat from walking up the stairs on this hot day.
But you did get your hair did yesterday.
Yes, I did. I went down to see Deborah at Elegant Styles. She's the only one that I allowed. Well, I had to get an emergency haircut in Florida. And the guy didn't really do what I wanted. Cut it very short. And I feel like I feel like a loving Cuphead when they... I like my ears covered. I've had them covered since Three Dog Night years. And
me too.
He didn't do that. He didn't leave it long. He didn't taper it down the sides and into the back, so I had to wait for it to grow out. And Deborah's been kind of undoing that haircut. Because the one guy that used to cut it down there for years, since 1994, after my last haircutter committed suicide.
Jeez.
I'm telling you.
Sadly true.
That hard to cut hair. Greg's hair.
Jimmy, he passed away a couple of years ago. Yeah. That was very sad.
Yeah.
In fact, now that I think about it, I will soon be the age that he was when he died, so you probably don't have much.
No bearing. You will live and not die.
It sounds like a great name for a James Bond movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something spying.
What a happy Friday this is.
Well, we've got enough voltage coming through the studio. We can keep you alive for a little
while. I'm telling you.
Maybe, you know, a little 110 to the foot. Maybe a little 220 across your chest.
And also stowed an adrenaline shot in my pocket.
Sweet.
So you're not going anywhere, Greg, whether
and
you M&M want to or
peanuts.
Not.
And M&M peanuts.
That's right. We can put peanuts down your mouth there.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
If you don't choke on them, you surely get a sugar high.
Well, I am with friends today, ain't I?
Definitely.
Yes.
And that would include those of you who have been belligerent. I think they just wait for the Baumhauer's winning word. I think we've kind of sabotaged our afternoon phone traffic, because that's when they want to call.
That's a bad thing?
No.
But the winning word this morning, you know, I heard it this morning, kind of woke me up a little bit. I really like that word. I've heard it most of my life.
As soon as I remember it, I'll know whether I should agree or disagree with you. Let me see if I can remember it.
Emily will text you.
Yeah, she will. Let's see if I can remember before you hear the ding on the phone. The word this morning was...
Just don't give it to him when you tell him to call in.
I remember it now.
Okay.
I remember it now. It starts with an M.
Yes. Jack Campbell has given me that term.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the phone... Well, Rosie's going to answer the phone today. Joey's just going to be able to hang out.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, Rosie offered.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, and this is not a criticism or an instruction or anything.
Sure.
When our friends from the Salvation Army were here the day before yesterday, is that one of the shows on the replay this weekend?
I can make it that way.
It was a really good, touching game.
I would like that to replay. It was just, you cannot plan or replicate moments in radio like that. And if anything on this show deserves a repeat, if that's not too much trouble.
No, I'll make it work.
I would call that radio gold. That was good stuff.
It really was.
Brought the community together, lets you know there's still some good people out there. I thought it was great.
This is Kip? I didn't know we had a Kip in our listening audience. Kip?
Oh, yeah. I've been around for a little while. I just don't call in a lot.
Good. Glad you're here. What can we do for you?
Hey, probably off subject. I just got in the car, but headed to Kiss concert Saturday or tomorrow up in Birmingham and read their book, one of the books, the early years, and talked about how they really pushed the DJs and how much you guys, that's one thing I'd love to hear from you at some point, you know, not today, doesn't have to be, but how the promoters gave you guys or, how they used influence or to get records played. But anyway, I think Joey's a big Kiss fan. I'm excited to be my 10th and last time. So ready to go.
Have some fun.
Well, Kiss is the rock and roll version of wrestling.
All right, how's everybody doing tonight?
It really is.
I'm out of here now. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right. There's a lot of component parts to his question about the record people, the promoters, and what they would do. And in a way, that was part of my job. I probably haven't mentioned this before, but in the 70s, I worked with a group called Styx.
Styx! Mm. Really?
And I played that role. I've also been on the other side. The payola.
That's what I was going to ask about.
Yeah, what is this?
The payola, as it still existed, was still going on in urban Chicago because I was in urban Chicago radio at the end of my time there.
Yeah.
And, there was never any official, I'll give you X for Y or Z. They would just, bring things into the building and
be kind of a given.
You have to be mighty dense to not understand what they were getting at by bringing in these treats.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, kind of like this candy to pick up your spirits?
Yeah. Picks it up all right.
Yeah. Yeah, now you used to, now you can bribe me with a bag of peanuts, M&M peanuts. Steven's on the line, so let's take his call before we go to Australia. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Boodle, a long-time listener, or not first-time caller, long-time listener. But anyway, I was just wanting to tell you about my barber. He's like the old-timey barber that gives you the whole deal. He's out there in Fitzpatrick. His name is Keith.
Does he do like Floyd did in Andy Griffith and give you...
It's like walking back in time, exactly.
With the witch hazel and all that?
Oh, yeah. Does the hot towels, the whole nine yards. I've been sitting in the same chairs since I was pretty much born.
That's one of my favorite layman stories because my father cut my hair and it was like putting your head in a vise. And he always did it on the hottest day under a 100-watt light bulb. And we couldn't wear anything except our underwear. And he had a sheet that had a thread count of about 30. I think I have that story.
You told it once. It's hilarious.
Hang on.
Well, when I was little, Mr. Rogers, he had the chairs, and he has the same chairs that Keith has. But Mr. Rogers, he was so old by the time I was young, he would shake so bad that you had to sit extremely still, and he would still cut half your ear off, and he would scalp you. Woo-woo, he would scalp you.
Yeah, I found that story. If you want to hang up and listen, it's pretty funny.
Yes, sir. I love listening to you every afternoon. Keep it up.
I'm glad you broke through today, Stephen. Thank you for
coming. Thank you, Stephen.
Well, and somebody must have known you were grumpy today because we just received a gift. It's a bag and it has a card on it. It says Greg and Joey with a big smiley face.
Yeah, what's in the bag?
And it says War Eagle Joey. And it says many thanks for the War Eagle AU song.
War Eagle!
Last Friday PM, Ellen and Iva. And in the bag are... Oh! Pepperidge Farm!
What? Pepperidge Farm what?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Farmhouse thin and crispy milk chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Yeah. Here. And then those, Dad.
Oh, Montauk.
Mm-hmm. And then here's the chocolate chip.
Wow. Well, I should give one of these to Rosie.
Oh, we can pass them around.
Oh, wait. My chopped liver over here?
There's more.
I can handle a cookie. Fat boy likes a cookie.
There's something at the bottom of the bag. It's white chocolate M&M's.
Oh. Look at his eyes light up. There you go.
Somebody pays close attention to this show.
I'm telling you.
So who's it from?
Iva. And her daughter, Ella.
Remember you played Donica Knight's song for them?
Yes.
Ah. Well, Iva, something for you. Thank you. By the way, while we were talking about barbers, 84 texted, the comb has to be in blue water, which is true.
When's the last time 84 seen a barber? Come on, man.
Actually, he looked clean-shaven.
I heard
clean
he got
shaven.
His beard shaved off.
Yeah, he
I
looked...
I figured he got in a fight with a lawnmower.
He looked... He kind of... He didn't look... I wouldn't say good, but he looked better.
Without the beard.
Yeah.
Well, he was starting to get a little ZZ Top.
Yeah, right. He looks ready for summer.
Well, he was saving leftovers in there, too. Every once in a while, you'd find a crumb or maybe half a biscuit.
What's the family with the beards that got all the gay folks pissed off.
Robinson's.
Yeah. Doug Dynasty.
Robertson's.
That's right. It was
Phil.
Mm-hmm. He was starting to look a little Duck Dynasty-ish, too.
Yes.
Right.
Well, let's start out with a laugh. I'll save this story about the woman going to the no-go zone in Australia for a little bit later if it gets slow. But this is, I don't know when I told this story, but I used to tell this story to my mom and dad when they were alive, and they would laugh their butts off, so.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories, but for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills, and he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower when he started up the clippers.
The clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and it had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool. A crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had
is beginning
the,
to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade. Just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet's what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug because God forbid we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie this itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he'd pull the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it. Let me tighten up that sheet. Just. Hold still, I said. And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me and just creepy and crawly itch. He finished it off with the brush. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Vit, 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 vit. Little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
And then the one word that we really longed to hear, next! Then my mother would sit down. Yeah, I mean, you know, when I do the physical, wow, the Dow had a big day today, up 269, nice. I guess we will hear from Brandt this afternoon.
Great.
Mentioned yesterday he was going to call. All grown up, going, you know, flying from Miami back to visit the folks. Once in a while, there'd be stories to tell. And my father just used to laugh his ass off that one because when I demonstrated the sheet, you know, when he'd shake it out, it would just stay parallel to the ground. It was so...
Was it a tarp?
Worse than a tarp.
A canvas bag?
Like I said, it had a thread count of about 30, so it was real stiff.
And he'd use the same one.
When he put it in the washing machine, it would make crunching noises. It was just really horrible experience. All right, we're 325 already. Have we accomplished anything yet?
No.
Okay, well...
We laughed.
That's kind of our Friday. Yeah, that's what we want to do on Friday is laugh. And the more we live. Now, I just reposted the GoFundMe page for Please Help My Daughter, Mary Nell. Read that story. There's a girl, you know, and it's funny how these things come along. I've, you know, been through this horrible emotional thing with Janelle, and then I look at what this young woman has had to deal with, everything from losing a leg. I mean, just every bad break there is. And now, even though treatments and surgical procedures have kept her going, the things that are helping her heal are destroying her teeth, and teeth are not covered.
Of course.
And the family is just looking for a little help there. So since it is payday, if you can help with $10, that's on my page. You can also leave donations here. I pay if you let me make the contribution to GoFundMe. I pay the that little fee. It's 3.75%. So it all gets in if you don't want to use a credit card. William B., we're still laughing.
Good afternoon, Rosie, Joey.
You have status, buddy, because you didn't have to wait for the break.
Wow. Hey, man, I feel special. Who's that other cat you got in there with you today?
That's Eddie Bader, because the show is better with Bader.
Always better with Bader.
Yeah. Hey, I may need to talk to him a little bit later about something up on Lake George. But anyway.
Come on, that's where I live. We'll go out and go fishing, too.
Hey, I'm up here every weekend during the summer, but anyway.
He's always ready, Eddie. He is like ready to pounce. Just put him to work, man.
Well, hey, come on out to the sandbar, Eddie.
All right.
Hey, Uncle Greg, can you tell us a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
If you got time, I would love to hear a story about the dog frog.
Oh, the dog frog.
The dog frog, yes.
Okay.
If you could work that in.
Yeah. That problem is that was one we didn't save. We should have submitted that for an Abby. I'll retell it. I've got three people here who'll help me remember. And they'll make a good audience for it, too. Well, thanks for the call, buddy. Hey, Lewis Long just bought the building next to theirs, and they're expanding, and they need people. They can use mechanics. They can use people with good driving records and a smile on their face for pickup and delivery and other help as well. So if you're looking for full or part-time work and you want to work for some awesome people, the Lewis family would love to hear from you or have you stop by their location at 1135 Northeastern Bypass right next to Walter Craig. Or if you have questions, call 244-9191. Of course, they're also the home for the best outdoor maintenance products on the planet. Our buddy John Cato from JNS, he proudly wears the neon green, and you can see it from like a mile away too, because he's a sizable fellow, for Lewis Lawn. People that work in that business got to have a place that A, they can get and buy the right equipment, but B, take it for service so that they're not out days at a time with the limited window they have to make their money. But for the do-it-yourselfer, there's no better option. And they've added new product lines to their inventory, doubled their showroom space. So stop by and see them. And if you're looking for something that will make you some money and you want to work for nice people, they were the folks along with Independent Glass that stepped up for the Salvation Army the other day without prompting. They are great members of our community. That's why I hope next time you have a need, whether it's mower, blower, pressure washer, or anything else, you'll choose Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, again next to Walter Craig, or 244-9191.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, it's Lyle for Marguerite. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product of Marguerites. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 2 days left, just 48 hours to binge watch all 63 hours of past seasons. And you'll have enough time to actually do it if you skip all that High Sparrow garbage. Countdown to Game of Thrones. news, and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
This is brand new, making its debut. Give it a listen. The sound of snowflakes.
Hello, snowflake Facebook friend. I see you're all upset again. You ride it when you do not get your way. Where was your dumbass on election day? And now you scream because you couldn't stop the Trump train. And you're to blame. And it's the sound of snowflakes. They got restless bitch syndrome when they lost their Obama phones. When all the food stamps are depleted and all the losers have retreated, even the Mexicans are heading back across the border tonight to run and hide under a pile of cornflakes. It's my body, it's my choice to murder baby girls and boys. If we found microbes on Mars this morn, they call it life while they kill the unborn. But speaking strictly scientifically, if cells can reproduce, it's alive. And that's no lie. Don't you dare disturb the sound of snowflakes.
Oh no! I forget who did it. 3:33 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yes.
Oh, you looked like you wanted to comment.
No.
I think she was just enjoying the song.
Well, it's a good parody on kind of a hot topic. It's a little heavy.
A little harsh.
Eh.
Harsh?
A little.
Harsh was waking up having to walk 2 miles to school backwards in the snow, uphill, both ways. That was harsh.
Harsh. Yes, harsh was confronting a stairwell occupied by a giant frog.
Uh-oh.
With beady red eyes that was looking to push me right back down the stairs on my first night in Florida. That was harsh. Life is harsh.
It can be.
It can be harsh.
That's why it's called life, not a party.
But if you have good friends, Eddie Bader, Rosie.
I'm here. I love Rosie.
Sometimes hey. Joey. You can...
Not sometimes Joey.
You can sail
That's
through.
What I'm going to start calling him, sometimes
Part-time
Joey.
Part-time Joey.
Well, we do have twice a day, Emily.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll have what she's having.
I had lunch twice a day, Milbert.
Twice a day, Emily and Eric today.
Oh, you did?
It was great seeing them, but I kind of felt like the third wheel. I'm going to be honest. I think they had something on their mind, and it wasn't me.
I think we are revolutionizing the image of Millbrook.
Yeah.
I think property values will start going up.
I've gotten a few calls about Millbrook from some people that are in troubled marriages, so maybe maybe they're going there to try to work something out.
It's just they've got there's something in the air, the vibe of Millbrook that just...
I don't know if it's in the air or the water or what it is. I told Emily she should start bottling her water.
As long as I don't have to play that
song. She could settle it.
Was it John Paul Young, Love Is in the Air? From the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
That's Millbrook air.
There's sometimes Joey.
And he's back.
There's nothing to see here.
Would you like the replay to be what you asked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy hour.
Oh, good. Thank you. also on Friday, I go through the news of the week. I'm trying to find, before I tell the dog frog story, my friend Kathleen, who sent me, by the way, let me show you this, and I'll post it with the dog frog picture. This is, you've heard me tell the story of the building where my first radio station in Florida was housed. That's it today. And you can see there is the stairwell right there, and it was in that little spot that the dog frog was sitting ready to push me back down those the stairs.
And how did you handle this? Did you man up, Greg?
I did. I pressed my back against the concrete wall of the staircase. As you can see, it's got a wall there. And flattened myself against it to create the greatest amount of space between me and the frog. Because if he was going to leap at me, all he could do is really push me into the cement and not down the stairs. So I tried to keep the angle.
Good thinking.
But I made it up. He didn't. He stayed where he was. He was gone when we left. I never saw... I'd seen lots of frogs in my life. What happened to our caller?
It was Joe Hilton, but he hung up.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
What happened, Joe?
Call us back.
And as you can also see, this part of the building here is one story. That's the back end. So I had to park back here, climb up that staircase, walk across the roof through that door there, where the lady, Dave Lawrence, is waiting for me. What a weird introduction to Florida at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night in March of 1979. So I have another reason to call Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body.
Oh, no.
Doesn't involve a mailbox or an animal leaping across the street. It involves my own stupidity. My routine in the morning is I get all the audio ready for the day, print up everything I need, I serve breakfast to Rich Thomas and have it left out for Emily and Jay when they get here. And then I go out to my car with a cup of coffee and I sort through all the papers. What I want to use, this is a morning maroon, this is whatever, stupid news, whatever. So, and of course, I'm smoking.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm sitting in the, you know, the driver's seat of the car, and all of a sudden I start to feel a burning sensation.
Oh, no.
Under my left thigh.
Oh, no.
So I brushed underneath there, figuring maybe, and then it kept burning more. So I jumped out of the car, and now there's a nice burn hole on the driver's seat. That ought to add to the resale value. Can they fix stuff like that? I got to ask him. I should call Donnie.
Call it, but you could get some duct tape. The good as new. You're
Donnie,
in Alabama
if duct tape. If Donnie, if you're listening, if you could call. Well, maybe I'll go down during the break when I check traffic and send you a picture. Montgomery Paint and Body, by the way, on the Boulevard of East Shirley, 927 Ruck with a W, the very best there is. Is this Joe again? Joe, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Greg. This is Mary Nell's dad.
Oh, hey.
I really want to thank everybody for making the donations. And, Greg, I really appreciate you getting the word out for me. So many people have donated, and they're really generous. Rosie and Duke and Brenda and Danielle, we had an anonymous person and others. I can't remember everyone's name, but I just want to thank everybody so much because I pray for the people that suffer every day with no fault of their own, and it just fills my heart with joy to see people reach out and help Mary Nell like this.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, I've been feeling every bit of my daughter's situation, but you were a powerful reminder of what a real problem is when your daughter's going through what she's been through, one nightmare after another. What you gave me, and I said this on the air, you gave me perspective. And perspective is what keeps people like me, you know, recovering people from drinking. Because you learn that method of instantly remembering, getting perspective. Okay, this, you know, you have every reason. There's nothing wrong with feeling pain on behalf of your daughter because she's been through, you know, an emotional trauma. But what you've been through and what Mary Nell's been through, God. So that's why we're trying to help. And that's why I just reposted it on Facebook, by the way.
Great. I appreciate that. And you and your listeners, the donations to the GoFundMe page have just really come through. She's been able to go and get x-rays and get a consultation that we weren't even able to get her in for without the insurance.
Right.
But the cash that came through has really got things rolling. And like I said, I just really want to thank everybody.
We're going to stay at it, man.
Okay, I appreciate it. You played Request on Fridays.
What can we play to lift your spirits?
The one I like where the lady says, you say they're not, they're just playing now. That one's kind of old. But there's one that you hadn't played in a long time. I guess you still have it. It sounds like the guy that plays, does the first baseball game where it says, if a beer tastes like piss, it's because it is. You're in hell.
That's heaven versus hell. That one's a little on the salty, isn't it, Joey?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I was wondering why you hadn't played in a while, but yeah, that one.
What we really need to do with that, there's a couple of little points we need to just edit out, and then it'll be okay for airplay.
Okay, hang on a
second. Okay, well, we appreciate it, and thank you so much, Rosie, and everyone.
It's our pleasure, man. You stay in touch with us and let us know how Mary Nell's doing.
Thanks, Greg. Bye.
And that GoFundMe link is on the top of my page right now. Here is Master Thespian.
Hello, everyone, and Warhawk greetings to you.
Right back at you.
Guess what I did today?
What?
I bought a car from Jack Ingram's signature used car.
Well, we love hearing that, man.
Let me tell you, it was the best car buying experience I have had so far in my lifetime.
Good deal.
My daughter had a car wreck last week, so we had to replace her car. The look on her face this morning when she actually, you know, was able to see the car finally cleaned up and everything, and she said, "This is exactly what I want."
What did you guys, if you don't mind me being nosy?
It was a 2009 Kia Sportage.
Ah.
And only had 115,000 miles on it. They took good care of it. They looked at it first, inspected it. They fixed some things needed fixing, and they made sure first it was good to go, because that was important for me. I want to make sure my daughter's safe.
Yeah, well, we bought that Subaru Outback for show because we're still in the mode. He's 18. You want to make sure that he's driving something. God forbid a mistake happens, he's got the best protection.
Well, from the moment we walked in the door, we said, hey, we're looking for a car in this price range. The salesman, Craig, was wonderful. The service people were great. The salesman even took me back there to show me where the car was and meet the service people, the guys where the sausage is made, man. They're working hard. But it was a great experience. And the most important thing is that my daughter's happy.
She's driving it. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm totally with you, my friend. That's great.
And I can trust that she's going to be safe. And you better believe I'm going to go back again next time I need to buy a car.
You didn't happen to mention my name when you were...
I've missed it a few times. I said, well, you know, I'm personal friends with Mr. Greg Cudell on the radio.
Got you a discount, didn't it?
No, they charged for 10% more.
They were like, yeah, we know him. but it was great.
Congrats.
I loved it. Yeah.
And what can we play for you today? Buying a car at Jack Ingram gets you a bonus request.
Oh, boy. What should we play? You know what? I'm in the mood to hear some Mayberry Marijuana. Can we fire that up?
We can fire that up.
Fire it up, Andy. Right.
Gee, I'll fire up with Fanny.
Andy!
Pretty good, Andy.
All right, we will play that at the end of our first break. Thanks,
guys. Y'all have a great weekend. And...
Hang on one second. Right back at you. I was pasting in Mayberry Marijuana, so it took me a second, but thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guy.
All right, so we got our first break. I'm going to go down and take a picture of that burn hole to send to Donnie Turner. We'll play Mary Bay Marijuana after the at the end of this break. And then we'll go to Australia and get pissed off.
All right.
Traffic and weather together first.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch is rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and the traffic's rolling along pretty good this afternoon. We don't have a whole lot of problems for you. The interstates are doing fine. We don't have any hang-ups there. If you're on the boulevard, you're going to find a lot of folks around you, so be careful. There's slowdowns at the traffic lights, but no accidents or major problems. If you're headed out of work early this afternoon and use the 31s to get where you are going, just be careful. There's a lot of folks who have the same idea, so watch the traffic around you. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
From LB-
Evolving the News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. With the threat of possible severe weather on Sunday, here are some tips to get you ready. First, download the free Alabama News Network weather app. Search for ANN Weather in your app store. Also, make sure you have multiple ways to get alerts and don't rely solely on outdoor sirens. Finally, this goes out to churches. Make sure you have a way to get weather alerts on Sunday and a plan to get your congregation to a safe place. And more than 100 athletes participated in Montgomery Public Schools Special Olympics this morning. Montgomery Police and Fire and Alabama State Troopers also there cheering them on. Plus, the group Vocal is holding a candlelight vigil tonight honoring homicide victims across the state. The event is outside of the Attorney General's office at 7. And in celebration of Alabama's 200th birthday, the U.S. Air Force Academy is hosting a free concert at the Riverwalk Amphitheater tonight at 7:30. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I can't rule out a stray thundershower somewhere in the area. I think the chances are relatively small. It's going to be breezy, warm, overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high around 83. Some widely scattered storms will be around, but the chances are relatively small. Some towns will stay dry. Then scattered thunderstorms on Saturday night and continuing through the overnight hours. Then Sunday, as you've been hearing, we have a risk of severe weather, perhaps beginning even in the pre-dawn hours over the western counties and then moving eastward through Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, damaging wind gusts possible and the threat of tornadoes. And our weather app will keep you on top of it. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Road grime is making it difficult to see what's ahead. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help clear the way. Pick up 2 gallons of Rain-X windshield washer fluid for $7. See better in any weather with Rain-X windshield washer fluid, 2 for $7 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you
know. Oh, do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good, Reefa. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was, Nixon, that's really good weed. I can't believe I'm doing it.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly. Why, certainly. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making it. It's damn good reefer. Yeah, the budge on fire. Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur-lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure. I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh, sure.
Bowtie?
Yeah,
bowtie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm
going
to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you do Aunt B?
Yeah. Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Game of Thrones, Season 8 is almost here. Get ready for 6 new episodes. Wait, 6? Seriously? Why are they only doing 6? What happened to 10 episodes? Like they did for the first 6 seasons. I mean, the whole 8th season will be over by the middle of May. I'm feeling a little gypped here. Just saying. Game of Thrones, Season 8 on HBO. Only 6 episodes.
We're getting... our cable company's giving us all the HBO and Max channels and stuff this weekend.
Oh,
for
good
free.
Deal.
So I could watch Game of Thrones on Sunday, but I don't see the point. It seems like a real complicated show. You got to kind of...
That's what I think you got to... And I've watched maybe an episode or two because I thought there would be something interesting in there, but I just couldn't get into it. But for others, hey, man, they're hooked.
Yeah. Hooked is the word.
Right, I just...
I know Jay and Rich are going to be on it. In fact...
Probably Joey too.
Well... He likes everything that's fake, so...
Right. If WWE is on, he's going to be torn. Torn like an old sweater.
Yeah. But young Joey, he'll work his way through it like he always does. I'm going to turn my car into a bank. So if you want to donate a couple of bucks or $5, throw it through the window of my white Rogue on the side of the building here at 4101. We've done this in the past. We did it for Keith and Sherry, and a couple of others. And we'll collect it all, and we'll put it in the GoFundMe account on Monday.
That's really cool.
For Mary Nell.
Mary Nell.
Yeah, that's really cool. How many other places in town can say they're even doing anything close to that?
Well, it's... Look, again, it was perspective for me, but this poor young woman has been through hell. And now she needs to have her teeth replaced because the medications that have saved her life have destroyed her teeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it is in some situations. They'll solve one problem and
kind of
create
another one. But
And we got a dad who, God bless him, he's doing what I would be doing if I was in the same situation.
Right.
You know, one of the reasons why we helped the Rollins is they lived a very, very modest life. They weren't about stuff. They didn't even have a cable. They were still using VHS tapes to entertain themselves. Stuff didn't mean anything to them. They didn't care. So, and then they're the couple, in case you don't remember the story, that was forced out of their affordable health insurance policy by the Unaffordable Health Care Act.
Yes.
And they said, well, we're 41 years old. We'll just have to take our chances because we can't pay $800 a month
Yep.
for a policy. They weren't making that kind of money. And then she gets lung cancer, and she fought the good fight for 6 months. But so when we come across a situation like this, we're just trying to, as her dad just told us, she's been able to get some consultation work done to at least get the ball rolling. But insurance, whether you have good insurance or not, generally, for some reason, they think nobody needs more than $1,000
exactly
worth of dental care under any circumstances. And I can testify that that's not the case. Me and my 23 root canals over 20 years. So did you see the paper they printed?
He did it.
Oh, okay. So now what we need to do is put this on the side window of my car. We'll be able to do that because we're going to go down. Fox News is coming up. And we got a little promo for Game of Thrones. Are you what have you decided what you're doing? Do you got wrestling Sunday or Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. Wrestling was last weekend.
Oh, that was the
WrestleMania. As well as NXT TakeOver. WrestleMania was fantastic. WrestleMania, the one complaint about WrestleMania that it's common a lot of fans is too long now. Way too long.
7.5 hours.
If you include the pre-shows. Really? Even if you get rid of the pre-shows, you're talking about 5 hours. And it went 5.5 hours. Some of the matches went long. And
that's like a job.
By the time you get to the main event, it's a little tiring. They could cut stuff. They really could. But the ones that are stealing the show are the NXT TakeOvers. It's like they're minor leagues, but they've been amazing. Because they're only about 1.5 to 2 hours long. And so it's the best matches and good storytelling. But yes, Sunday is the premiere of the final season of Game of Thrones.
Yes, we have,
I'm ready. I've rewatched with the roommates all 67 episodes beforehand. So, I mean, it's enjoyable.
The new season of Game of Thrones will be like nothing you've ever seen before.
Get you out in the world.
Except for the swords, dragons, epic battles, killing, and nudity. Game of Thrones, only on HBO.
All right, now we have a Game of Thrones thing here that's pretty racy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I need to go downstairs and put the signs on your windows?
Just with a little scotch tape, that'd probably be a good idea.
Okay. I will excuse myself.
Oh, my.
Rosie, I'm not doing this because I take any pleasure in playing salacious material on the radio.
Right. Not at all.
Joey wants it.
But Mom's gone, so we can turn on the pornography.
Now, I will have to play some disclaimers here.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Here you go.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones.
Dragons. Dragons, white walkers, and the sound of swords.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
Breasts. Breasts, Tyrion's drunk and Dothraki whores.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
Bastards, battles, castles, and a helping of incest.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
A three-eyed raven, a night king, and of course more breasts.
Game of Thrones, yeah,